One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Paul and Father Barber in the library of the family home.
Well, everybody deserted you tonight, Dan?
Oh, Paul, sit down, my boy.
Nicolette and I are going for a walk.
Yes, a minute. What do you think of this idea of Jack's of moving to Los Angeles?
I hope he doesn't make a definite commitment yet. He's still too bitter for his judgment to be sound.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. When you want fast, effective relief from headache or acid indigestion, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer is really dependable. It can give you really fast relief from these common ailments. That's why you always want to keep an ample supply of Alka-Seltzer handy, ready to come to the rescue whenever you feel miserable with one of these discomforts. You'll like Alka-Seltzer. You'll like its taste and the way it can make you feel better in a hurry. So for pleasant, fast, and effective relief from acid indigestion or headache, take Alka-Seltzer. Get a package at any drugstore on this guarantee. You must be satisfied with Alka-Seltzer or your money back. Chapter 9, Book 79. Through the years, Henry Barber has seen his family grow and branch out. He has considered himself fortunate that his children have married and settled down in San Francisco, near the family home in Seacliff. His daughter Claudia lives only 6 blocks away, straight down the street. Hazel, 3 blocks down and 2 blocks over. And Jack, next door to the family home, just across the hedge. This little community is now threatened to be disrupted. Tonight, Jack is in Los Angeles, looking over the legal field with an idea of moving there with Betty and their 6 little girls. As Father Barber contemplates this possibility, he grows more disconsolate. Paul comes into the library and finds him staring moodily into the fire.
Well, has everybody deserted you tonight, Dan?
Your mother went upstairs for a minute. She'll be back shortly. Sit down, my boy. Sit down. I don't get an opportunity to see you very often of an evening.
Well, I...
Here he is, going up.
What?
I see you have a top coat there. For a moment, I thought we could have a pleasant talk, but I might have known it was too much to expect.
Well, I don't have to tear right out. Nicolette and I are going for a little walk after we help Betty get Jack's kids to bed.
Paul, what do you think of this idea of Jack's, this move to Los Angeles he's contemplating?
Well, he's not going to do it unless he can better himself, is he?
I'm not so sure. I'm afraid he might grab at something just to make it seem.
Uh-huh. Anything to get away from Judge Hunter's office. Hmm?
Exactly.
Well, since you mean... That wouldn't be good.
Yes, yes. Very radical step to take. Leave a steady position, tear up all his roots, and move to another city with 6 small children. I can't convince myself that it's the wise thing for him to do.
Yes, I hope he doesn't make a definite commitment while he's down there. He hasn't had a long enough cooling off period yet for his judgment to be sound. He's bound to be influenced by the bitterness of his disappointment in not getting that partnership with Judge Hunter.
I told him as much, but I wish that you would point it out to him also when he gets home. He may feel that I am motivated by the desire to keep him here for selfish reasons, that I don't want to see this breakup in the closeness of my family. I can't deny that, of course. That is something which is foremost in my mind. But at the same time, I do want the boy to do what is best for him and his future.
Certainly.
Yes. And if they're right, down at Hunter's office, where Jack may not be ready yet to be more on his own than he is. Glenn, you know, told me that Jack had all the qualifications, the mental equipment, the education, and the industry. Everything except the maturity that a partnership would demand. If that is true, Jack may not belong any place other than where he is right now.
Mm-hmm, but how is he to achieve this maturity? Maybe this breaking away from family ties and the assured income from the office might help to bring it about.
Huh?
If immaturity is his problem, he might have trouble overcoming it here, where he can always turn to you. Maybe if he were completely on his own in a strange city where he had to meet every challenge all by himself, it might help him to grow. On the other hand, it might be disastrous if he isn't ready for it.
Yes.
You hold the children too close, you drain off their initiative, and they don't become strong. But if you shove them out too soon, you rob them of their security, and they become weak.
Yes. Exactly what I said to Glenn Hooker when he came to see me about Jack the other evening. What is a father going to do?
Well, it's about time I got across the hedge and picked up Nicolette.
Yes.
I'll see you later, Dad.
Oh, Paul, you going out?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a little late. I have to run. Night.
Good night. Well, I wonder where he's going in such a hurry.
Nicolette.
Mm-hmm.
going to see Nicolette.
Oh, well.
Hmm?
He's starting to see quite a bit of Nicolette again. I think that's a good time of getting over some of the shock of losing Christine, don't you?
Well, never know what's going on in Paul's mind. You see so little of him in the first place. I'm surprised he sat down and talked for a few minutes this evening. He's either going out or hides himself away up there in his studio right after dinner.
Yes, he does keep himself a lot. That's why I'm glad he's beginning to see Nicolette again. It'll be good for him.
I've given up all hope that anything will ever come of it, however.
You never can tell now, Henry.
I don't think it's fair of Paul to start something again if he doesn't plan to be serious. He's played fast and loose with her too long.
He couldn't help it. He's fell in love with somebody else, Henry. And I'm sure Nicolette knows exactly where she stands with Paul.
Mm-hmm.
After all, she doesn't have to seem she doesn't want to.
Probably lonely. Slaving away over there at Jack's place day in and day out.
That's of her own choice, too, Henry. She wouldn't stay there if she didn't like it. And Jack and Betty are wonderful to her. She'd become one of the family.
Mm-hmm. Intelligent, a beautiful woman.
Nothing would make me happier than to have her and Paul fall in love. Henry, but I'm afraid he'll never get over 15.
Yeah.
Had his overcoat. I guess they were going out somewhere.
Oh, well, they're going for a walk, he said. Be very pleasant.
I don't believe it's particularly cold out tonight.
Oh, it's really lovely, that's all. I was
afraid it might be cold. Yeah, it is nice. What do you say we go through the hedge here and walk down into Dad's garden?
Oh, yes, that'll be so much better than walking along the street. We can look at the ocean.
Hmm. Let's go. That side of the hedge could do with a little trimming. Notice the difference when you get over here on Dad's garden.
Oh, yes. But who could ever keep a garden the way Father Barber does?
Oh, he's got something there. Well, he does have Arnie Gans helping him now, too. How about it? Shall we take this path down along the hedge here?
Yes. We have a piece of moon tonight.
Mm-hmm. Is it waning or waxing? I suppose there's a way to tell if you're smart.
You can always find out by the almanac.
Well, if I'd only thought I'd have brought one. They make such stimulating reading.
Yes, and we could have found out also about the tide, too. Oh, wait, Paul.
Huh?
Look, way out there in the water. Way out there on the horizon, see? No, this way.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, it's nice hands. Why don't you point?
All right. There. See that tiny little light? Is that in a ship, you spot?
I can't tell. Long way off.
Maybe it's a fishing boat.
Reminds me, I've been a fisherman's horse for a long time. Shall we go one of these days?
Yes. I would like to go in the rain one day and just walk around and get soaking wet. Do you like to walk in the rain?
Well, I don't think I've ever done it purposely just to get wet.
But
it might be worth a try.
Oh, yes. Then you come home and take a hot bath. It makes you feel wonderful. Oh, the light has disappeared on our tent.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we go on down this path?
How about cutting across the grass here and going over by the fountain? We can sit down over there.
All right.
There's a little step up here. Be careful.
Thank you.
Well, this grass is a little damp, but I don't suppose that means anything to a person who likes to walk in the rain.
Uh-huh. You believe that I'm a little foolish because I told you I like to do that, don't you?
Not at all. I told you I can try it myself on one condition.
And what is that?
I insist on wearing a hat and a raincoat.
I give you permission.
Well, then here we are. Nice hard bench here by the fountain to sit on. Yeah, I'm not wearing this overcoat. Suppose I put it down for a cushion.
You may get cold.
Well, then we'll lose our cushion. There we are. Sit you down.
Ah. Oh, this is a perfect place. Look, Paul. The bridge seems almost close enough to touch tonight.
Yeah. Seems to belong there now, somehow. When we first thought of bridging the Golden Gate, I thought it would be a desecration, but it really is a very graceful and lovely structure. Mm-hmm. Look how it blends into the hills of Marin County over there.
Yes, up that road a few miles by Teddy and Elwood. Seems so strange in a way that she is married. I hope they will be happy. For their sake. And for yours, Paul.
Nicolette, you're so unselfish. Don't you ever wish for your own happiness?
But I am happy. Why would I not be?
But that's the reason. Because of your unselfishness.
I have everything to make a person happy. I have a warm, comfortable place to live in with Jack and Betty, who are unfailingly kind and thoughtful. I have their little girls who give me all the love of the world. I have all of you, Sam. You have taken me in and have always made me feel that I am one of them. Shouldn't that be quite enough for one person?
When you describe it, it sounds idyllic.
Of course, I must confess that I am wondering a bit about the future.
All right.
Oh, I was thinking of what might happen if Jack decides he will locate in Los Angeles.
Well, you surely wouldn't think of going down there with him.
Well, I haven't discussed it, but it would probably be very difficult to work out. No, I think that if Jack can get him away, I will leave San Francisco. Perhaps it would be a good thing if I did.
Well, where would you go, Miss Lane?
To Europe. There's always work waiting for me there.
Oh, I know you'd never have any trouble finding a position, but...
But what?
I don't know. It never occurred to me that you might leave.
Oh, I thought of it many times, Paul, many times. But I never quite had the strength.
Strength? Do you want to leave? I don't know what we'd do without you around. It would leave an awful void in our lives. We'd miss you terribly.
And I would miss all of you. But I have learned that life cannot always be the way we want it, Paul.
I know. I've learned that, too.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Right now, we're going to look ahead to tomorrow morning.
Oh, boy. 7 o'clock sure rolls around in a hurry. Especially when you didn't get to bed till all hours.
How do you feel?
Wait a minute. Can I sit up? What do you know? I seem to feel all right.
Mm-hmm. What did I tell you? Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion before you go to bed and you sleep, and you wake up feeling better next morning.
Yep, I slept fine. And I guess I really made a pig of myself last night, didn't I?
Well, I...
Never mind. Don't answer that. Anyway, it really works, taking Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. That Alka-Seltzer's a real thing, all right.
Yes, for real relief from acid indigestion, take Alka-Seltzer. And remember that tip on taking Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed, friends. Try it when you've been out late, and late refreshments threaten to result in acid indigestion. Take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Remember, you'll sleep better and wake up feeling better next morning. Never be without Alka-Seltzer in your home. Here's the family again.
Good night, Nicolette.
Good night, Paul.
Don't forget, we're going to Fishman's Wharf the first day it rains.
Yes, you go. If I'm sincere, then.
Don't take chances that your food furnishes all the vitamins you need. Take care of yourself. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins every day. Then you can be sure that you won't develop vitamin deficiency disease. That lack of vitamins won't rob you of normal pep and energy, make you feel and look dull and below par. Don't take chances with unknown or little-known vitamins. The potency of one-a-day brand multiple vitamins is guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. One-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules are low in cost, yet you can't buy finer vitamins no matter what you pay for them. Be on the safe side. Insist on genuine one-a-day brand multiple vitamins with the big one on the blue package. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Jack reports on his trip, Chapter 10, Book 79. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Rossetto.